We're back now with more of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North.
I hadn't anyone. Till you. I was a lonely one.
That voice is unmistakable. Of all the great jazz singers across the decades, and there have been some incredibly great jazz singers, Billie Holiday stands on a very special musical pedestal.
Almost six decades after her untimely death in 1959, Lady Day's music remains fresh and immediate. Her phrasing, her musicality, her ability to reach into a song and hand it back to you as something brand new, they all combine to make her unique and her music timeless.
The Milwaukee Rep will open Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill this Sunday in the Stackner Cabaret. It's an evening of music, but also of story, when Billie Holiday, who's played by Alexis Rogers, talks about her life on this imagined final concert. I met with the Chicago-based Rogers and music director Abdul Hamid Royal, who also portrays Jimmy Powers, in a rehearsal hall at the Rep recently. Rogers said she had no idea she'd ever be on stage as the iconic Holiday.
Nothing drew me except for somebody called me to an audition for the show because I didn't imagine that I even could do Billie Holiday. But a friend of mine, Rob Lindley, was directing the show with Porchlight Music Theater in Chicago, and he said, Alexis, I want you to come in and go out for Billie. I'm like, Rob, really? Okay, fine, I'll be there. And I showed up and I did my best, and I got a call, and they said, yeah, we want to cast you. But
had you listened to her music before? Was it part of your growing up listening?
It actually was part of my growing up. My dad was a trumpet player, and he played music constantly. You know, every weekend without fail, he would play Saturday and Sunday nothing but jazz and blues and gospel in my house. And so I did grow up listening to Billie Holiday, and one of my favorite songs of hers was Good Morning Heartache. And I remember singing that as a kid, like, you know, good morning, heartache, trying to emulate her then, you know. So who knew? It actually stuck, and then I'd grown and be able to do it. Yeah.
Well, and such a song for a kid to sing, too, because you have no idea what you're talking about.
At all. At all.
Well, you don't want to at that age.
Of course. No. But of course.
So Abdul Hamid, how about you? Sure. What was your introduction to her, and what drew you to wanting to do this piece?
Well, Billie Holiday is a part of the American jazz imaginary. I mean, there's no way to talk about indigenous American music, which people call jazz, without including her. And then, of course, since Billie Holiday, she made other voices intelligible that we know now. Macy Gray is intelligible because of Billie Holiday. Amy Winehouse is intelligible, and the pantheon of all of these new singers that sort of have a sound that, whether they know it or not, pays homage to Billie Holiday. She also was a jazz innovator in the sense that her vocal was an interesting mixture of voice and instrument, and the way that she used her voice to paint, to shade, to color, any tune that she touched. So,
and she did it all in about an octave, right? There wasn't much of a range.
Well, you know, the deal is, I mean, how many colors do you need to paint a portrait? I mean, you can use a lot of colors not well, or you can use the colors that you have in a way that is, in her case, genius. I mean, that we're still talking about her. Range notwithstanding, we're still talking about her. I think it was both her approach to her vocal and also the approach to the song. She sang from the inside out, and we're still talking about her today.
I always think of her as an adult singer. You know, I love Ella Fitzgerald too, but she's much more accessible initially when you're younger. You know, you hear the melody, she's got that beautiful way of turning a phrase and everything, and then you hear Billie Holiday when you're younger and you think, what? Wait, what? And then you get older and you go, oh, I get it. I get what she's doing, and it's that inside-out thing.
Well, I think Billie wasn't afraid to use her pain. I think that she lived her music, and part of that, part of her contribution was to turn herself inside-out in every performance. I think there's no comparing, of course, apples to oranges. I think Ella stands in her own right, of course, as an incredible musician, as an incredible vocalist. I don't know that I would compare them at all. I think each person brings a, something quite unique to the idiom of this thing that we call Indigenous American music or jazz. What I think makes Billy, perhaps in your words, for the more mature ear, is that to really understand her, you have to live a while. You have to experience some things. You have to go through some things.
And then when you do, you go, ah, yeah, yeah. So for you, Alexis, as the singer, as finding Billy on stage, how do you do it to not be an imitation, but to actually, you know, pay homage to be her, but not imitate?
I find that a lot of her character to me is very relatable to who I am. And so it's not necessarily an easy task to emulate this woman, but I do find that when I am saying these words, the picture is painted in such a way that I can thrust myself into the situation. So I personally feel like I'm a little bit like Billy. You know, people said so many things about her character and how she was such a loving individual. She was fun to be around. She laughed a lot. And I think I'm like that, you know? I feel like she was the kind of woman who took nothing. No, she didn't take any stuff from anybody, you know? And she would always be what she was at face value. You know, whoever you saw, that's who she was. Now, complicated as it may have been, you know, depending on where she was and what state of mind she was in any given day, you know, they could be very different. However, I do feel like I relate to her being herself in all circumstances. And when I read these words that Lainey Robertson penned, I say, okay, this woman is like me. She has a great sense of humor. I think I have a great sense of humor. And she tells these stories in such a way that this hour and a half or 2 hours or however long goes by so quickly, you know, after you've sung maybe 12 or 13 songs and added her life stories into them, it's just like, wow, you know, I've given you so much information, but because I've related to it, I look up and the show is over. I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
wait, I'm not done yet.
Right. Is there an encore? Right. Yeah.
And so in the show, what is the relationship between the two of you? Abdul Hamid, I know you're the music director, but you're also Jimmy Powers.
I am.
Who was Jimmy Powers?
Jimmy Powers was one of Lady Day's accompanists in this world and kind of a moral support, kind of a jack of all trades. For Billy, whatever she needed, but mostly emotional and musical support.
This is late in her life, right, when this takes place. So this is, I'm
thinking...
Same year, okay. And I'm thinking of those amazing recordings that were done in, like, 1957, I want to say, maybe 58, where you were talking before about how she had this, she was this mix of instrument and voice. And I'm thinking at all of those sessions was like, I think Teddy Wilson was on those sessions and,
sure.
And all of those incredible jazz musicians where she just lays bare everything. And so this is that time in her life, right?
Is there another way to do it though? I mean, if you're going to do art, the only way to do it is to give everything. If you don't do that, if you don't make the commitment that she made, then the audience can pull away from it and sort of be an observer, kind of a Monday night quarterback. But if you really want to engage an audience, then you must be present in your art, even as you're creating it. And the other thing I'd like to say sort of about Billy is that she wasn't just pain, as Alexis was saying. She was joy. She was also, you know, we're talking about the 40s and the 50s. These were complicated times to be a person of color. She was a woman of her time, engaging the energies of her time, the issues of her time, and singing through all of that. So she wasn't just sort of singing songs. I mean, she was social commentary. She was women's rights. She was a very strong woman, complicated woman. And all of these things are factored into what you hear in those recordings.
I remember listening to an interview where she talked about a lot of singers of her time were starting to sing songs of novelty, and She said, listen, I can't just sing frivolous things. I can't just sing about novelty. That means nothing to me. I have to sing about things that mean something to me or my family or my friends that I can connect to. I will never sing anything that has no meaning for my life.
And again, it goes back to what you're saying, why should you if you're not committed to doing it?
Well, what artist really does, though? I mean, any artist that an audience connects with, whether it be a painter or a singer or an architect or anyone that creates anything, makes an investment. And I think there's an inherent sort of knowing in an audience when you are performing but not sharing, right? And I think the great performers are those performers that are able to pull you into or invite you into moments, troubling, joyous, whatever. But I think that Billy is an excellent example of an artist who risked everything every time she went on stage. I mean, it was a risk for her.
I think of the word uncompromising in that way. I mean, she was just, as you said, who she was.
Exactly. And in this piece, you will see a lot of that compromising Billie Holiday. She is bearing all. She's singing songs that mean things to her, in addition to sharing the stories of her life and experiences that she's gone through. And it is a joy for me because it pulls the audience in. They get to see Billy. Because literally, when you sit in the theater, thanks to all the people that are behind the scenes, my director and all, you are transformed into a space in time that is not 2016, you know. So you honestly feel like you're sitting at her concert, her last concert, and she is just giving you her all. She's bearing her soul to the people. And that's what's so endearing about this piece, is these stories more than anything, if you ask me. I mean, of course, they're coming to hear this music, of course. But these stories are amazing.
Well, the piece, you have to have both.
Yeah.
You can't do one without the other, because otherwise it would be a recital.
Most certainly, indeed.
No. And that's a whole different thing. It's fine, but
yeah.
It's a whole different thing.
Yeah, completely different genre.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Well, I'm hoping that you will share a piece of music with me today. Is that possible?
I think we can work that out.
Okay. Sure. What are we going to hear? What do you think? Your choice. It's a musician's choice.
That's a good question. Well, I could do any of these songs. Easy Living, maybe?
So before we get to that, as we get set up for it, I want to say, Alexis and Abdul Hamid, thank you so much for taking a little time out of rehearsal to talk with me.
You are so welcome. Thank you for being here.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks.
There's nothing in life but you. I'll never regret the years I'm giving. It's easy to give when you're in love. I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you. Baby, I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you're rude with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. There's nothing in love for you. For you. Baby, I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you ruled me with one wave of your hand. Darling, it's grand. They just don't understand. Living for you is easy living. It's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love. There's nothing in life but you.
you so much.
Yeah.
My goodness.
You're amazing.
Alexis Rogers plays Billie Holiday, and Abdul Hamid Royal plays pianist Jimmy Rogers in the Milwaukee Reps production of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. It opens Sunday evening at the Stackner Cabaret. There is more information at WUWM.com.